Randy Carlson here at the Intentional Living Center. Welcome to the program. I got the doors open with a great big question for you today. Think about service. Are you a person that serves? Do you serve others in any capacity? And here's the question. How has that service changed you? We'll find out how it changed others as you tell us your story. Maybe that's pretty obvious, but maybe less obvious is how making a decision to serve, being intentional in doing that, has changed your life. Would you share that with me? I'd love to hear it. I'm Randy Carlson, and this is Live Intentional Living. Give us a call.
Welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Our lines are open just for you. 1-888-888-1717. That's 1-888-888-1717. And now, from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where we want to help you be intentional for your faith, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. You know, today, we want to get right into this thought about serving others. We know the Bible is about service. We know it's, you know, it's more blessed to give than to receive. We've all made that statement, and we know that matters, doesn't it? I mean, we know it, that is true. There's something that happens inside of us when we choose to help or serve someone else. And I'd love to hear how, in some little ways, or maybe some larger ways, you have chosen to be a man or woman of service. And you know what? You're gonna tell us how it's affected you and somebody listening in this audience around this country, this big audience of Intentional Living listeners, is going to get motivated today to do something, to become a little different in their attitude toward people in need and reach out and serve. Galatians 5:13 says, "Don't use your freedom to satisfy your own sinful nature. Instead, use your freedom to serve one another." Tell us about it. You can do so on Facebook. Active discussion going on there at Facebook/Intentional Living. Or you can call us, 888-888-1717, and join the discussion. What do you do? How do you serve? And how has it impacted your life? Boy, there's something powerful that happens. 888-888-1717. If you're listening on the radio today, or maybe you're listening on a mobile app, which, by the way, is available, you can download it. Go to your app store and download Intentional Living. You can follow us anywhere on the planet, okay? Tell us how you serve, what is it you do, and what have you chosen to give of your time and talents and resources, and how has it impacted your life?
Hello, I'm Steve Tanner with an intentional story of seeing a need and meeting it in a very creative and unusual way. Michael Crabb is a Christ follower, a husband, a dad, and an engineer. He's also a biker. When his passion for motorcycles met up with a critical need in his community, he got involved.
One of the needs that I saw in our community was child abuse and a desperate need for kids that had nowhere to turn to when they were facing a life of living in fear, especially if their perpetrators were out on the street. My wife and I have both felt a special calling in our lives for several years involving the need around children. We've served as a foster family for about 10 years. Out of that desire to help kids, seeing the story that was centered around a group of guys out there with a passion that I already had, being on my bike, that was out there serving kids and working directly with abused kids, it immediately just touched my heart. And when I found out that they had monthly meetings here in town and they were open to the public, I started attending meetings.
The group Michael joined is Bikers Against Child Abuse, or BACA. His road name is Smalls. So what are some of the things BACA does?
The level of intervention and the level of interaction we have with the kids is initially when a child decides that they want to be a part of the BACA family, we'll take the entire chapter out to their home or to a suitable place to meet up with them. We'll adopt them, bring them into the family. We're available to them 24/7. They can call us, they can text us, middle of the night, whatever it is, when they're afraid. Some of the other things that we tend to do with these kids is that we'll escort them to court. We'll accompany them to court and sit in court with them. Here again, if they're afraid and can't sleep at night, we'll station people outside their house in shifts 24/7 so that they know that they can get a good night's sleep. They know that nobody's coming to get them. We also have funds available to them if their family can't afford therapy. We'll ensure that they get the resources they need. Our entire mission is to create a safer environment for them, to enable them and empower them, find their voice again, to find their inner strength, to not live in fear, and to move beyond what's been done to them.
And Michael, how has your involvement in Bikers Against Child Abuse changed you and impacted your faith in Jesus?
Wow. Words don't really adequately capture and convey how it's changed me. It's opened my heart in ways that I had never imagined possible. I don't think that we make this world a better place by just talking about it. I think that we're called to put our hands and our feet and our voice into action for Him. We're His representatives on this planet.
Michael Crabb, or Smalls, saw a need, and he's now putting his faith in action to help meet it, along with his biker buddies at Bikers Against Child Abuse. Find out more about BACA at today's highlights page at theintentionallife.com. For Intentional Living, I'm Steve Tanner.
Thank you, Steve and Michael. Boy, that's a first for me. I never heard of that group. But there's an example of an area of service. You hear the passion in his voice. I mean, what they do, and the interesting thing is to hear how it changed him. The practical application, you can see immediately how that's going to help families and so on. But there's something that happens inside of us when we choose to serve. What is it? Maybe you've chosen to go into some area, just giving of your time to serve. And how has it changed you? 888-888-1717. Mary Lou is in service as a volunteer. Hi, Mary Lou. Welcome to the program.
Well, hi. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate your call. What do you do? What kind of volunteer work do you do, and how has it impacted you?
Well, I'm a registered nurse, and I volunteer at Hands of Hope, which is a Christ-centered nonprofit in Tucson, Arizona. And we center on women who are facing an unplanned pregnancy, and we help them with that decision. We offer free pregnancy tests. They're lab-grade tests like you would get in a hospital lab. And then for anyone who is pregnant, we offer free ultrasounds, so we can see if there is a viable pregnancy that they even have a decision to make about.
Wow.
And depending what we find, we go from there, and we can even offer free prenatal care too. We have a small prenatal clinic and can do that.
So why do you do this, and how has it impacted you?
Well, I do this because I was in college in the 70s when Roe v. Wade started, and I wasn't an adamant pro-lifer. I was just a pro-lifer, but my area was cardiac nursing. But through the years, this issue of abortion has so changed with technology that it was exciting to me with the ultrasound that we could just present real facts to women to make a decision on, not emotion and not political hype. This is what is happening inside of you, and these are the choices that you have to make. And it's profound, the difference it makes in women.
Yeah. Well, that technology certainly is impacted by viewing this child. It impacts, I know, even our culture is getting a new feel for the importance of this technology and what it's showing. What is it doing for you, though? The fact that you're doing this volunteer, how is it impacting you personally?
The rewards are just hard to even mention. But one of the things that it has done for me, because I'm a little bit older, I have no problem saying I'm 61, this has kept me young and plugged into what's happening with our young people on a myriad of issues, because an unplanned pregnancy is one part of a life that's probably not going exactly how they had hoped.
Mm-hmm.
And it has given me the understanding and the words to connect with young people in a way that I never would have had before. I would think I would have just kind of been looking at the sunset as something to go off into, and it's kept me vibrant and alive and plugged in, where I feel like I can speak to them with the wisdom of my life, but also understand where they're at. And that's something I never, ever thought of going into this.
Fantastic. Well, Mary Lou, thank you for sharing that today.
You're welcome.
And thank you for your service as well. And God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you too, Randy.
All right. There you go. Hands of Hope. There's a nurse who's volunteering at this stage in her life for women that are in crisis. The Bikers Against Child Abuse, donating time there. We've got other calls coming in. How about you? Maybe you can share it online with us as well on Facebook/intentional living. We'd love to hear how you do it and how it's impacted your life to be intentional. 888-888-1717 is our number. We'd love to hear from you.
My name is Tommy, and I've been homeless, and I've been in prison, and now I have a home and a wife and a family. And I come to the Lord a little over 6 months ago, and the Holy Spirit has shown me what to do to serve Him. And I couldn't find a job or nothing to do, so I traded a 96 Buick for a beat-up small travel trailer, and bought some utensils and some big pots, some coffee pots, and I set it up in town, and I'm feeding the hungry and the homeless and passing out Bibles and serving our Jesus. And I feel extremely good about it, and I feel the Lord has blessed me, and that's my way of serving Him. And I just want to let you know that it's given me a satisfaction and worth, self-worth. Not only that, it's serving our Lord, and something that maybe other Christians should think about, serving the Lord in a way you're just talking about Jesus. Somebody, thank you very much. God bless you.
Thank you, man. Hey, listen, getting some pots, pans, an old car, and going doing it, helping somebody. If people ask, why didn't somebody do something? You look at things in our culture and say, why didn't somebody do something? Well, maybe it's you. Maybe it's you. You know, I was looking at some scripture that we have here that from the scripture, that 278 verses in scripture contain the word serve. So obviously this is a big deal to God. For instance, Romans 12:11, never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. Romans 14:18, if you serve Christ with this attitude, you will please God and others will approve of you too. Galatians 5:13, for you have been called to live in freedom, my brothers, but don't use this freedom to satisfy your own nature. It said use freedom to serve one another. I shared that with you earlier. 1 Peter 4:10, God has given each of you a gift from His great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. There's just a few of the verses. And by the way, we've got a list of intentionals on serving others, some very practical things that you can do online. Just go to theintentionallife.com, and you can click on today's broadcast highlights. It'll take you there. Click on the intentionals for serving others. It's all there for you. Okay? Top 10 list. Mary, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
Appreciate your call. What are you doing to serve, and how has it impacted you?
Well, I'm a stay-at-home mom with two kids, and mine is a bit more local. My neighbor was recently diagnosed with cancer and is going through chemo for the next 6 months after he had recovered from a surgery. And they're a family of five. They have three young kids in school. And so I asked if I could make them a dinner every once a week. You know, they would let me know what week would be best for them because she works, the wife works, and now has to run around with all the children. And she said that she would like that. So I am committed to making them a full meal for the next 6 months. It's close to home, but it's helped me focus on something else. I was struggling with, you know, doubts about myself and my self-worth. And I just feel like serving others gives me a great validation. Like I'm living inside God's purpose for me, even though it's, you know, cooking, it's what I can do. And it gets me out of my own head.
That's good. It sounds like a simple thing, but you know how profound that is for that family? I'm sure it's very meaningful to have a neighbor that cares. And when they're going through that, the emotional trauma and all the things related to stage 3 colon cancer, your gesture is making a difference. And it's making a difference in your life as well. What was there a prompting to do this? What did you have an epiphany, or did someone encourage you? Or what was the moment that you decided to do this?
I think it was, I love to cook, and that's kind of always been my way of showing love to people, showing care, but I think it was an epiphany. Actually, February 1st, I was listening to Family Life Radio, and I know I had missed the 30-day challenge, but I decided I was going to do my own challenge for 30 days. And so I started listening to Only Family Life Radio, getting more into the Word, reading a devotional and praying every day. And through all of that, my mind has just cleared. And I ask God for an answer, and I just seem convicted that He shows me what the right thing to do is. And it's a really wonderful clarity, especially for someone like myself that's been, you know, tormented by my doubts about my own value.
Well, when we reach outside of ourselves, there's something that happens, Mary, and it happened for you, and it feels good, doesn't it?
You know, my mom, I always used to be the proud one that wouldn't take help from anyone else. I didn't need help. I could do everything myself. And my mom once said to me, when you don't accept help, you're robbing the joy that other people get serving you. You're taking that away from them. And I kind of think about that now, and it does make me feel so good to help out others. That when people offer me help now, I gratefully say yes, because I know that, you know, it brings them joy.
Well, I'm glad that you're listening. And you talk about a 30-day challenge. You've made a challenge beyond that. You made a six-month challenge, and your life will be different as a result of it, Mary. It really will.
I'm glad. I'm excited.
Thank you. And I appreciate you sharing that with us today, because there's somebody listening who's been on that verge of that epiphany, and you just push them over the edge and say, hey, I need to do that too. And I'd love to hear their story as well. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. You know what? I want to share something before we go to our break and come back here with more calls. Mary doesn't realize it, but she just encouraged me, because we do this radio program. We do the radio ministry of Family Life Radio. And there are days when you wonder, is it making a difference? Is it impacting someone's life? Then you hear a story. Mary says, yes. You know, the programming, the music, the teaching impacted her. And so, Mary, thank you for sharing that, because that's an encouragement to us on this side of the microphone. We're all in this thing of life together. We're all in this thing of going through life and deciding how we're going to live. And we're glad that we've had a small part in encouraging you and your journey today. How do you serve, and what difference has it made in your life? That's the question from Intentional Living.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Our lines are still open, 1-888-888-1717. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Coming up, Dr. Randy's got more to help you be intentional for your faith. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Have you put your plans into God's hands?
This is the Intentional Living Minute. Your host is Rod Robinson, your intentional stewardship coach.
A New Jersey dentist named Charles Welch believed God was calling him to the mission field. He made plans to leave with his family for Africa, but just before the time of departure, his wife was found to have a disabling illness that made it impossible for her to move. Welch was devastated. His father, though, had developed a way to pasteurize Concord grape juice for use in church communion services. Welch started selling the juice as a means to raise money for missions. The business took off, and soon the would-be missionary, founder of the Welch Grape Juice Company, was able to do more for missions than he ever could have done had he gone to Africa. Maybe the plan you formulated has become impossible. It's not. God is redirecting you to something better, a way to bless others that you haven't even imagined. For Intentional Living, I'm Rod Robinson.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional love can transform a marriage.
We have been able to put aside our selfishness and really put each other first, and that has really made a difference.
Natasha and her husband have experienced firsthand the power of intentional living. Let me show you how to put the power of intentional love to work in your marriage. Join me for the Intentional Love Marriage Conference, Saturday morning, July 23rd at Youth Haven Ranch in Rives Junction. Go to myflr.org.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Have you figured out what your one thing is? Great! And if you'd like some help turning that one thing into a godly daily habit, go to theintentionallife.com/one thing. There, you'll find all sorts of free resources to begin your intentional living one thing challenge. Like Dr. Randy's 4 free videos, his Really Live ebook, a head, heart, hand self-assessment, and his 30 Days of Inspiration ebook. So begin your intentional one thing challenge today and we'll pray for you. That's theintentionallife.com/one thing. Randy.
Hey, thanks, Kurt, and welcome back to Intentional Living today. Hey, listen, we are really pumped up. Everybody's busy. Everybody's working hard because we launch our Intentional Love Marriage Conference, as we've been talking about tonight. Indeed, we're going to be at the Living Word Bible Church, we meaning myself and our team, in Mesa, tonight at 7 o'clock, and then tomorrow afternoon at the Glendale Nazarene Church in Glendale at 3 o'clock. Tonight, Mesa. Tomorrow, Glendale. You can still get in last minute. Get your tickets. Go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. And then next Saturday morning at the Youth Haven Ranch in Rives Junction, Michigan. And you can check on tickets there and get registered. It's going to be next Saturday morning in Michigan. You can get your tickets as well. Go to theintentionallife.com. It's for couples. We're going to celebrate what it means to have an intentional love kind of marriage, all right? Do it today. Love to see you tonight. All right, let me go to Samantha in Georgia. Welcome to the program, Samantha.
Hi, Dr. Andy.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Good. What's going on in Georgia?
Well, you're talking about serving others, and the way that I serve others is just making myself available. It's an intentional thing. I know that's a big thing with your ministry.
Yes.
And that's really the only thing I can do is make myself available. And this is a little follow-up to this, but over a year ago, about a year and a half ago, I was in an education program to be a teacher, but mm-hmm. God shut the door like in the middle of that semester, you know, and let me know that he didn't want me to teach public, you know, in public mm-hmm. education.
Mm-hmm.
And I've made myself available. At church, we had had a meeting for anybody that wanted to help with Sunday school. And I said, like, you know, look, I want to help. If y'all need me, I'm here. And God put me in the Sunday school in the nursery helping a very sweet lady there. And just, I can't tell you how much it's blessed me. I love it.
That's great. So talk to me a little bit. Do you want to teach? Do you feel God leading you to teach in a Christian setting or?
Well, God's call on my life is actually writing. He wants me to be a writer. That's what I'm going to school for now. The teaching thing, wanting to be a teacher, that was my own idea. And because of that, it didn't work. But I still really wanted to be able to teach, and God opened the way for me to be able to teach in my church.
That's fantastic.
I love it.
Well, good for you. Well, you stay at it, Samantha, and like you said, make yourself available, finding an area of service. And I know this from having worked with pastors and family pastors over the years, that many churches are bottom heavy when it comes to leadership. In other words, there's very few workers and a lot of need. And the service you do to go work in the nursery or go teach a Sunday school class or help out with an Awana program or whatever it may be, I'll tell you, they're desperate for that. So, and it's a great service. Thank you, Samantha. Appreciate your call. Let me go to Heather over in Michigan. Hi there, Heather.
Yes.
How you doing?
How are you?
Good. Good. Doing terrific. How about you today?
I am good. Thank you.
Appreciate your call.
I'm getting over laryngitis. So.
You don't have to shout. We'll turn the volume up here. So.
Okay.
Now, how do you serve?
Well, I love to serve. I do a lot of donations, pick up donations. I serve quite a bit at church because I love it. But I think the best way I've ever got to serve to date is I teach a homeschool class because we homeschool with a Christian program.
Uh-huh.
And my 7 and 8-year-olds are learning to serve in my class. They're doing a community service class.
So you teach like a group of homeschoolers. You'll bring several of them together and teach one class?
Yes.
Okay, and what, like a topic on math or science or something like that?
Yeah, but this time, instead of math or science, we're doing community service, and it's all about giving back to the community.
Wow, how are the kids, what ages are you working with?
7 and 8-year-olds.
And how do they respond to that?
I have never seen them more excited to come to a class and with ideas, and they're just, their possibilities are just endless for them. We're always looking for things to do, and I get to sit back and watch them serve the Lord, and I just have a big smile on my face.
That's fantastic. You know, to be 7 or 8 again and not have all the limitations and the caps and all the things we put on ourselves and all the stuff that as adults that mess us up, to have that kind of, like you said, possibility, to see the possibility. And I think children sometimes step up and do some amazing things, and good for you. Well, thank you for your service.
Well, thank you very much, and we just are blessed that we are able to serve.
Take care of your voice, too, okay, Heather?
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. No yelling today, that's for sure. We're talking today about do you see a need and what do you do? If you want to share, do so on our Facebook. Call us. Leave it on our comment line, 888-888-1717.
I had been married 56 years when my husband passed away 2 years ago. My intention at this point is to be able to share with other younger women some of the trials that we went through and how we tried to work them out in our own strength, which didn't work, but eventually turned to the Lord, and He was able to help us through. We both had praying mothers that never ceased to pray for us until we got our lives in tune with Him. And my intention is to help other young women in whatever way I can. God bless.
Thank you. That's the way you're serving. That's fantastic. You know, we are committed here at Intentional Living to teach and share and encourage you on your journey of living intentionally. Earlier this week, we wrapped up the Intentional Living for Adult Children series, and many of you have asked for that and gone online to get that special prayer that we had that I wrote. Well, we have a brand new series starting on Monday, Intentional Living with In-Laws, How to Get Along with Your In-Laws. And by the way, all the teaching has already gone out to all of our members on adult children, in-laws, and then later in the month on your workplace. But if you come and join us as a monthly member, you'll receive all of my teaching every month. Thank you for standing with us. We appreciate it. I do. I appreciate your willingness to do that at theintentionallife.com. And then one final opportunity for me to share with you that tonight we begin the Intentional Love Marriage Conference weekend in Phoenix, in Mesa. It's not too late. You can still join us tonight, 7 o'clock at Living Word Bible Church in Mesa. Tomorrow afternoon, 3 o'clock at the Glendale Nazarene Church. About 2.5-3 hours of just unpacking what it means to have an intentional marriage. And then next Saturday, the 23rd, Saturday morning at Youth Haven in Michigan. Get your tickets today at theintentionallife.com. And I'll see you next week right here from Intentional Living.